This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So you're listening to Fun Kids and I'm here with Ephraim Leo. How are we?
I'm good. Thank you guys so much for having me.
We are loving your track, One of Them Girls. Such a bee. Are you happy with it? I mean, you must be so proud of this tune.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I had it for like a year before releasing it, and I'm just so happy that it's out there for the world to listen to. So,
it's got such a good vibe to it. A real sort of like Justin Bieber beat. It's kind of got that real nice like pop vibe to it.
Justin Bieber was like really like one of my biggest idols growing up. I kind of learned how to sing because of him. So to get that compliment, is like, it really means a lot to me.
I want to go sort of way back. So I was sort of reading about you before this interview, finding out bits and bobs about who you actually are as a musician. Mm-hmm. Am I right in thinking that you basically hopped on to the Vamps tour and yes. was busking unofficially? I absolutely love this. Yeah. Tell me more.
That was a crazy experience. So it was the summer of 2018, or like the spring of 2018, they were doing, one of their UK tours. So they went to like basically all the cities in the UK and I followed them, in 13 different cities. And basically I just stood outside the arenas, playing for the fans and everyone that was going to the show. And I mean, in the beginning it was like, I was really nervous. And it was like really hard, but like when I got used to it, I just learned so much doing that. And I got like a lot of experience just singing in front of people who doesn't know who I am.
What did that do for you as well? I mean, I can only imagine if you look at like a fan base for people like the Vamps, they're so into their music. They follow them everywhere. Did that boost you as well? I mean, people must have been like, who's this dude? Not only can you sing, you're obviously playing great tunes as well. I guess that must have boosted your own fan base in a way.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the coolest thing about the tour was in London. I actually got a stage in like the waiting hall in the O2 Arena. So I was like playing for like thousands of people who was like waiting to get in. And that was like a crazy experience. I did my set twice. And afterwards, like hundreds of people came up to me, wanted to take pictures and stuff like that. So that was really cool. And it just gave me a lot doing this, this tour. So,
When you done that in 2018, had you already sort of formed your own fan base, or was that really the big sort of moment for you where people were like, okay, this guy's on the map now. He's good. Let's get it. Or was this sort of a little bit later on in your career? Did you find that was the main bit that really sort of pushed you out there?
I think that was kind of like the beginning. The only thing prior to that I've been doing was a feature on a dance track
with DJ Mark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that didn't really give me any fans. It just gave me like an opening into the industry.
Of course. Yeah.
So doing this like in front of people and actually gaining your own fan base, this was like the first step
in
that direction for me.
So let's fast forward to now. One of Them Girls, brand new single this year. It follows on from it's your second single this year, isn't it? You released one earlier on in the year.
Yeah.
Is this leading up to a potential EP? Is there something that could be coming?
Exactly. I'm like, it's part of my EP called Timing. It's going to be four songs. So, later this summer, I'm going to release the other two songs. And it's basically about like four stages of love. So it's like the first song, Talk to Me, is like about like heartbreak and how you don't really want to leave this person that you love so much. That kind of like reflects that feeling. And then One of Them Girls is how I meet like a new girl that I really, really like. But it's one of those girls that like everyone falls in love with, basically. So that like, and like potentially she's gonna break my heart. It's gonna go forward from there.
Did you find that during lockdown as well, like you was thinking about the release of the track, the EP? Because of course a lot of time over the past 3 months, everyone's been inside, everyone's been thinking about themselves, thinking about their craft. Have you sort of been thinking through the EP a lot and thinking about, you know, the tracks that are there, maybe thinking, oh, I might adjust something? Like how's that been for you this time with also releasing new music?
I've mostly like the EP actually has been finished for a while.
So oh, wow,
I've been just sitting in the studio, writing new music for like after the EP is out. So that's what I've been doing. It's definitely like, it's such a like rewarding thing to actually have your music come out and actually show it to the world. Cause that's what I've been waiting for such a long time, because this EP means a lot to me, and it's basically, it's a part of my life, and it's something that I want to like, I want people to be a part of. And like, one of the things that I usually like that I always say is that I want people to not feel like they're alone in stuff that they're going through. And I think like listening to my music can make them feel like they have someone to like relate to.
Is the whole EP kind of the similar sound to this tune, or does it slow down a little bit? Like, this is quite an upbeat. It's got like a nice tempo to it.
I mean, so One of Them Girls is kind of like the, probably like the happiest song on the EP.
Yeah.
It's very summery, and it like really fits in well with the summer. But the next song is also quite fast, or like it's really actually it's a fast tune, but it's more like it's a little bit more darker.
Mm-hmm.
So more like the Weeknd kind of vibe. And then the last song is just like a vibe song, basically, but not as like, I think one of them girls is like the most, the song on the EP that is basically on its own.
Yeah.
The other three songs kind of fits together more.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I really wanted to touch on your age as well. Mm-hmm. You're only 22 yourself. Like, how did you start? Like, what, you know, for any kids that are listening, they're listening to you thinking, I want to be making music like him. Yeah. How do you go about that? What was your path? How do you do that?
So I grew up in like a music family. So it was quite easy for me to like start making music and like fall in love with music. But if like, you don't have to grow up in a music, like in a music family, just for you to work with music. I think it was just simpler for me to do it. But I think like, it's really cliche, but like, just keep doing what you love and like, just keep grinding and like sometime it's gonna happen. It's gonna like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, everybody's loving it as well. I have to say, like the response has been
so happy. Great.
So, you are known in the UK. There's listeners that are loving you. It's great news. Just before we shoot as well, what's the dream? Like we love to get this. What is the dream? I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say?
Support Justin Bieber, make a tune with JB.
Oh, definitely. Apart from that, one of my like biggest goals is to sell out Madison Square Garden. I think that would be like the peak.
Do you think you could do it as quick as Bieber? What was it? 2 years, I think it was.
That was just crazy. But that would be like the biggest goal ever.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get there. And I'm not just saying this, but the music is, you know, that is what people are going to want to be hearing, especially the age of people that are listening. That is the right music, isn't it? It's just there. Like, when you listen, you're like, this is a tune. You almost don't want it to end. So congratulations to you. Thanks for popping on to Fun Kids as well.
That's great.
Thanks for popping on.
Yeah, take care.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.